And Sean, this is great to see you on the Metal Command show again. Had a pretty successful tour with the Three Tremors. And let's talk a bit about what you currently have going on and what's going on in the world of Cage and Three Tremors and everything else you typically have going on at the same time.
Yeah, man, the Tremors tour, that was probably one of my most fun tours ever. Europe, anything. A lot of really, really good turnouts for pretty much all the shows, which is good because we're a brand new, you know, band. So that was good to see. Played some really cool places like the Gramercy Theater in New York. Had some, major press going on. I mean, we had PR, our publicist, just did a great job, just like slamming us with. You know, when you're on the road, sometimes it's too much. We're like, you've got 5 interviews before the show. It's just like, what? When you're trying to get all psyched up and ready for the show. So we had like just a ton of press and really cool couple press days in New York. And, you know, we did some photo shoots outside in New York, and it was like minus 10 and like, we all 3 got frostbite practically. It was so brutal, man. It was like, it was so insanely cold. So but the tour was great, and you know, we sold just a tremendous amount of product, which was incredible. You know, more merch sales than I've ever had, and like at any show ever. It was like wild how much the fans really supported us. So that was really cool. Sold out of the shirts. Sold out of the CDs. Like last 2 shows, we had no CDs and, you know, no vinyls, just like nothing. Like, hey, can we buy the CD? And you're like, no, we don't have it. It was pretty stupid. But, so that, you know, it was a good problem to have. And the album sold like way beyond expectations. We had to repress 3 times. And it was cool because, you know, this was where we probably got more negative critical press than I've ever gotten on any record that I've ever done, which I think for a variety of reasons, people just wanted to hate on it. But the fans at the shows were just absolutely flabbergasted by the show. So that's, you know, people trying to trash the record didn't really bother me as much as I thought it would, because we've just done 32 shows, and at every one of them, you know, the people are just like going, oh my God, this is, you know, it's so cool. So we knew we had good material on our hands, and we really had a lot of fun as a band, man. Like the 7 of us, you know, we had, of course, the Cage guys, and then fitting in Tim and Harry, you know, into the family. And it's just like, we're like a heavy metal street gang now, man. It's awesome.
You know, there's a lot of things that, you know, in regards to this album that people have told me. A lot of people thought, you know, this whole Three Tremors thing is stupid and we don't care for the album. But then when they go and see the show and they're like, you know what? They say, wow, this changed my mind. I really like this. And I heard that from quite a few people that were doubting this whole thing.
I think it's funny because I think if I would have put this album out as a Cage album, like people would have gone, this album, you know, like Cage, we've always gotten great reviews. And I bet, I wish I had a time machine like in the Avengers and I could go back and put the album out as a Cage album and have everyone go, oh, it's so great, you know, and then like, yeah, it, just because it's the Tremors. But there was a lot of good press. I mean, there was a lot of good reviews where they, you know, people that totally got it and thought it was the greatest thing they ever heard. Mm-hmm. Just some people that just went out of the way just to trash it for no reason. But besides that, we just put out our 3rd music video for Fly or Die, which is actually doing really well, you know, as far as views and stuff. That was really cool. That video came out really good. So we have, and then we're putting on another music video for the radio edit of the song Sonic Suicide, which we're doing a big radio push for. So we've got, you know, I've never done anything like this for any album. We've 2 lyric videos and 4 music videos for 1 album.
Yeah.
it's like total overkill, but you know, we're just like, you know what? You know, the hell of it, let's do it.
Well, I thought it was really a class act that you, what you guys did with the Pledge Music thing. You know, Pledge didn't give people any of the merchandise they were supposed to get, but took their money. You guys never got paid, but you sent the merchandise out anyway. Maybe talk a little bit about the Pledge Music thing and what ended up happening. I thought it was a class act on your part.
Yeah, man, that was a real, you know, that was a tough choice. I mean, we got, you know, talked into doing this Pledge Music thing. I spent so much time and work, like, setting up that page. It was like, our Pledge Music page was, like, the most elaborate one, like, I saw anywhere. Even the Pledge Music people were like, oh, my God, because we just had a million pieces of product. And then it went over real good, and, you know, they collected everybody's money, and we're trying to work it through the pledge system, and we, you know, we're using their format to put, you know, they have this, you know, all access thing where, like, if you buy anything on Pledge, you get to click on the website and see stuff from the band that nobody else sees. And it's just, that's just a bunch of crap because these bands, like, never use it, but we used it. We put up, like, so much content on there that was, like, exclusive to Pledge. So we were really pushing out the content. And then, you know, when the wheels were coming off, we had, since the album was late, we had already sent out, like, a digital download to everybody that pre-ordered the stuff. So I'm like, okay, so what are we going to do now? They already have the digital version of the album. So are we going to screw these people over? You know, that back then it was like they would get a refund from Pledge, but now it looks like no one's getting any money. And so here you have, you know, a few, several hundred fans that have sent their money in and bought this stuff, and then who are they going to take it out on, even though all the other, you know, virtually every other band is going, sorry, you know, it's between you and Pledge, we got nothing to do with it, and, you know, sorry, rock and roll fans, you're screwed, you sent them your money, there's nothing we can do, ask Pledge back for your money. And knowing that Pledge wasn't going to send anyone's money back, we said, you know what, maybe if we fulfill the product, you know, fulfill the orders, send them their stuff, and even though we get screwed out of all the money, which is a pretty significant amount, not to mention the postage, you know, we're not only are we sending out basically, you know, free product that we didn't get any money for, but we're also paying to ship all this stuff all around the world, which is, you know, that bill's added up. But we're just hoping that by being the good guy in this, we can maintain these fans for the next time, you know, that we have another product coming out. They're not going to go, oh, well, the hell with that. You know, I got screwed last time. Mm-hmm. 'Cause who's gonna buy something else if they got screwed with their money? Like, no one will. So we look at it as an investment in our fan base, and, you know, is a big chunk of cash. We're probably not going to get any money from Pledge. We wanted to be, set ourselves apart from all the other bands that are just telling their fans, like, sorry, Charlie. We wanted to be like, oh, well, Three Tremors sent us their stuff. How come you're not sending their stuff? And you've seen the Pledge side. There's a lot of big, well-named metal bands around there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah, it sucks, but, you know, you live a lot, but again, you know, just not screwing over the fans. In this day and age, each fan that buys stuff from you is just precious, and we're doing everything we can to keep the ones that have invested in the Three Tremors and build on it.
So let's talk about the Death Dealer album that you have coming up that you're going to be working on. And I'm interested because we really haven't heard much about Death Dealer lately, and I know that you are actually going and. Yeah, that you're actually going and recording that record, and Stu is working on it. And talk about the next upcoming Death Dealer album, which would be album number 3.
I think I told you last time, like, we were like 70% done with this record for a long time now. Stu and I kind of, like, you know, got together and started really putting, you know, a lot of material together. I was laying tracks, and then we all got busy. He got busy with Night Legion. Ross got busy, you know, doing all his Ross the Boss stuff and his solo album. And then, you know, me with everything, Dennis Sherman, The Tremors, all the touring and stuff. And then we finally found time to, like, okay, let's go back and knock this thing out. So that's what we've been doing the last few months. I think we have 11 songs right now. There's going to be, you know, we haven't even cranked up the press machine yet. So this is kind of the first time that I've been talking about it, which is kind of cool. And we don't have a title for the album yet, but we have 11 songs. you know, I think overall, you know, it's another one where, like, it's a lot of it is really fast again, which I don't know if that's a good thing or not. I like it like that. You know, Stu and I just, and Ross, we just write, you know, as it comes, but a lot of it is, you know, definitely on the faster, thrashier side of stuff. There's a ballad on there this time, which is really, it's about U.S., I can reveal, the name of the song is called 22 Gone. It's about supposedly 22, you know, military veterans commit suicide every day mm-hmm. in America. So I wrote a song about that, and I was just I challenged myself to write the most depressing song that I could ever write in the history of my songwriting. I mean, I chuckle. It's sad, of course, but you know, I look back and like how horrible I made the lyrics of this song. we went on a ski trip the other day, and this guy had his you know, like 20 daughter in there, and she's not really a metalhead or anything, and played it, and she was just like, had a tear rolling down. She's like, "Oh my God, it's beautiful." And I'm like, okay, well, that had the desired effect. But the rest of it's like, you know, really fast and just everything you would expect from a Death Dealer album. And I know Stu's really going the extra mile on the production this time. You know, he's got great sounding records, and he's trying to make this one sound even better. And I won't reveal. There's a potential for a one lineup change. And one of the players, I can't really reveal which one it is yet. It's not me, it's not Stu, and it's not Ross. It's the process of elimination determine that. So that may or may not happen. So we're going through a little bit of that. But if it does happen, it'll be pretty exciting because, you know, we know what's going on with that. But we're gonna put the album out maybe later this year, maybe early next year, and then we're gonna do some shows. I think we're talking about doing some U.S. shows, and then, you know, head over to Europe and because we never really played many songs off the second album live. I think we only played like a couple. So we're going to have three records of stuff to play live. And a lot of those songs, man, I miss playing live. They're really fun. Curse of the Heretic, War Master, I Am the Revolution, the one that Ross wrote. They're really fun to play live. And then touring with those dudes was a blast too, man. That's like, again, some of the songs I wrote on this new album are like, or just about heavy metal, and just like, you know, it's a heavy metal rock show type thing. And, so there's some real fun stuff on there, and I'm stoked, man. I think people are going to dig it.
Now that the tour is over and everything, have you guys talked about doing another album?
Well, yeah, there's the Three Tremors stuff. What's going on right now with that is Ripper is doing the Dio Hologram tour, U.S., and I think it's going to Europe. We're just trying to see what his schedule is. Harry's doing a tour in Europe for Jagdpanzer. Cage is going to go do some shows this summer. Well, the Three Tremors, we're doing one festival in Spain. We're headlining a festival in Spain, and then after that, Cage is going to go do some shows, I think, in Sweden. And then we're going to come back, and we're kind of, like, again, trying to see what Tim's schedule is. Cage is going to go back out to Europe in December. But once we know what the schedule is, I mean, we've got, like, offers that are just, like, you know, we've got some really good agencies that are booking us and that are just waiting for us to tell them when the windows are, because the U.S. tour was good, so we're going to do some more U.S. We're going to do some South America. We're trying to schedule Australia and Japan, and then more Europe, because now, you know, we toured Europe when the album wasn't out, and no one even knew what it was. So now that it's out, we advertised, I think, in 16 print magazines. I mean, the press in Europe was massive. So we want to do some more Europe stuff. But by the, I think in October, we are going to release a digipack for the Three Tremors that has three discs in it, and each disc is basically the solo version of the album from each guy. Rip version, there's a Harry version, and then there's a a me version, the Hell Destroyer version, the Ripper version, and the Tyrant version. Mm-hmm. So we're putting that together as a 3-disc digipack, and we've got killer all-new artwork on it. There's a separate new incredible piece of art for each guy's cover. And it's, I can't wait till people see it. I like the artwork. I've been staring at this artwork for like 3 years. I'm like, I wait till people see. On the road, like when we were on, you know, at the shows, I'd be rocking out with the fans afterwards to go check this out. And everyone'd be like, oh man, that's sick. So, I mean, when you hear like Ripper's version, like his version, solo version of the album is so good, man. It's like, to me, it's my favorite thing that he's ever done. And I know I'm biased, but we had these three versions of the record, and we're like, well, why not put these out? So we're going to do a limited run and put that out by the end of the year, which will be fun. And we're already actually working on the next Three Tremors record. So there's going to be a follow-up. Hopefully we can get it out by the next year sometime.
Now, how many people showed up to these shows thinking this was really not going to be very good, and then when they left, they thought it was awesome? Because that was a huge thing. That was one of those things that I saw quite a bit that happened with you guys.
Most people came, you know, excited about the show, but there were people that definitely came up to us and go, hey, man, we came here, like, totally skeptical, and you freaking blew us away. I mean, I don't know how you wouldn't be blown away, just from a metal fan standpoint. I mean, you've got Cage itself. Is, you know, we'll go toe-to-toe with anybody out there. We're, you know, just a deadly, you know, heavy metal band as it is. And then you add in, you know, Harry and Ripper in the scenario, and it's just, you know, it's, you know, we have the show down now, like, really good. We started doing the song Heaven and Hell in the set, which actually went over really well. So we made a couple of adjustments as we went along. But yeah, there were some people that came up, mostly in Europe. Like, we came here thinking that we wanted to, it was very skeptical, but you blew us away. This was amazing. Yeah, that happened all the time. Like, people, I did a video. I mean, I was taking like testimonials at the end of each show, and I did a compilation video on YouTube of just all these people describing it, and they're just all out of their minds about it. So I'm glad, man. So hard on it. You know how it is. You work like on anything. You know, you have an idea. You do spend all this time and money putting it together. Got these guys to agree to be part of it, and you know, we bring it to life. We make the record. Oh, we're out on tour. Hey, we're on stage together. You know, and so to have it blow people's minds as much as you know, the whole idea to me, I thought it would blow people's minds. Like, if you get the three of us on stage with, you know, this kind of music, it's got to be just insane.
Yeah.
And it was, man. And so, like, you know, the Halloween thing, I think, is the closest thing to it. But that's a little different. They're playing, you know, these classic, all-time classic Halloween songs. But these songs that we wrote were designed for three singers. So it's a little bit different. But when they announced the Pumpkins United thing, I mean, I was completely fired up on that. I'm like, Kai Hansen, frickin' the other two guys together is going to be amazing. But like I said, these songs were designed for three singers, and we utilized that to the fullest extent.
Now, for the record, I want to get this straight on these guys doing their own album. Are they going to have all their own vocal harmonies? Are the other people's vocal harmonies going to be behind what they're doing? Or is this all entirely them? And second, do you have a title for this thing as far as, you know, what this is going to be called?
No, it's all them. Like, Ripper's got all his own harmonies. Harry's got all his own harmonies. I got all my own. So it's just, there won't be any voices from the other guy on the each version.
Sure.
I don't know what I'm going to call it yet. I know there's going to, you know, it's going to be, the cover's going to say, like, it'll still have the Three Tremors, and it's going to say, you know, the Ripper, or Ripper on it, and or Tyrant and Hell Destroyer at the bottom. I don't know. I've got to somehow label the whole package, and we're still working on that. But
yeah,
we great art in the individual, you know, my version was, you know, freaking really good. Because that was the version that I sent them, you know, like my I sent them a completely finished version for them to, you know, track theirs off of. You know, I didn't send them scratch tracks. I sent them like, this is my done version of it. So I've been done with, you know, I sang some of these songs like 5 years ago. So
it'll be cool.
And there's a lot of really cool, you know, singing that people that have heard the Three Tremors album, you know, have not heard on it. Just, Ripper's got just amazing stuff. Harry sounds fantastic. I got some really cool stuff on all mine. So it's a cool different vibe, and I think people will dig it.
Now, you have some releases coming out on vinyl, and it's, I know Darker Than Black's coming out. Maybe talk a bit about these reissues that are going to be coming out from the Cage catalog.
Okay, so Darker Than Black's going to come out on vinyl for the first time ever, which is really cool. I just saw the layout. The layout guy did, and the, you know, the pack, you know how all our packaging always looks great, and this is no exception, man. It looks killer. So that'll be cool, and that also will have all three bonus tracks on it, on the vinyl, which is going to be nice. So it's going to be a double gatefold, two disc. And then we just remixed, completely remixed and retracked all brand new drums on the Science of Annihilation album. So we're going to be repressing and re-releasing that with new cover artwork. I think I'm going to call it Re-Annihilated or something. I haven't quite decided yet, but it sounds so, it's one of my, and that's probably my favorite Cage record. And so we're really excited to have that put out where it's just like crystal clear. That was when we first started mixing our own records, and like that was Dave's first attempt at it, and you know, he did a valiant effort, but it's just, it was just not up to par, not up to standards. And so we had the opportunity to, Sean Elge, you know, the current drummer, re-recorded all the drums, and now it's just like a machine gun. And we're probably going to redo Supremacy of Steel also the same way.
Yeah.
So vinyl in the near term is going to be vinyl, Darker Than Black, and then reissue on Digipak, the Science of Annihilation. So that's going to be really cool.
You know, it's funny because you always have something going on. So it's great to hear from you again with some cool updates of what you have going on, you know, because there's so much going on in your musical world you have happening there.
The other night I was just like, I was sitting there watching TV all night, and I just felt guilty because it was like, I should be working on something right now, you know. I took the one night to not do anything. I'm like, oh man, I gotta update the websites, and I gotta work on the freaking lyric layout. Like, so yeah, there's a lot of stuff, and then hopefully, you know, next year we'll get into some Denner Sherman activity too.
So what is going on with Denner Sherman? We haven't heard much from that camp either. Maybe talk about what's happening with them.
There's well, I mean, I've been talking to Michael. They're working on a, Michael's been working on a Flying V documentary film for a while. And with all, it's pretty cool. I don't know if I told you about that before. It's got like, you know, I think it's got Michael Schenker and KK Downing, and I think Kurt Hammett. It's got like all the, you know, Kerry King, all the big metal Flying V guys in it. And I actually did the narration for it, which is cool. He asked me to narrate it. You know, voiceover. Mm-hmm. The Flying V guitar. Anyways, and so, but through that process, I've been talking to Michael quite a bit, and he's just finishing up a solo record, and Hank is finishing up a solo record. And I know Hank likes to not multitask. He likes to really dig himself, dig, you know, focus his stuff. He put out, I think, a song already from it, and it was really cool sounding. So there, I know he's going to do that, and then, you know, I know Michael really wants to do another record, and we just got to, I in Denver, I hung out with Mark Grabowski, our bass player. So hopefully once Hank gets the solo album, you know, out of his system, we can get on another record and do some shows. And I told him, like, hey, can you just run all those riffs by me that you're going to use on your solo record to make sure, like, I don't want them on the new Denner Sherman? I don't think he's going to do that. I don't think he's going to run. Like, I was like, don't use up any of the killer riffs, man. We need those. So that would be, you know, I had so much fun with those guys and playing the big festivals and stuff. And my profile's risen a little bit since I've been with them, and so hopefully their profile's already huge. Hopefully we can get together, do another record, and do some shows, man, because it was freaking great. We were just, like I said before, we just started to get, like, really badass. Like, the last show we did, I felt like, okay, now we're ready to just crush everybody. And then, like, okay, see you guys later. And, like, I haven't seen him for 2 years or whatever. It sucks.
Sean, any last words to say to the fans about that are going to be checking out this interview?
Just love all the support, man. You know, hit us up on all the social media. Everything is the3tremors.com or @the3tremors. Interacting with people on social media is a blast. You know, we do it for the glory of steel. And it, you know how it is when you go to a show, man. Everyone is just, the metal people are just so freaking cool. And it's just so, such a pleasure just to, you get to perform and then you get to hang out with just all these cool people that, you know, that really like your stuff and support you. And so I appreciate the interaction with all those fans. And that's the thing that motivates me to keep doing it. You know, talking to cool dudes like you, dude, on the Metal Command show.